Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. You know, things are really heating up in the political world. I want to bring up one thing that Jimmy just informed me of. Number one, the debate, which is going to be covered by Fox tomorrow night, the Republican debate. Tucker Carlson is going to be interviewing Donald Trump, and he is going to run that at exactly the same time that Fox will be running the debate. I think Carlson's probably going to make a good point. As Jimmy says, he thinks the viewers of Fox's, Fox's debate will be substantially less than Tucker Carlson's interview of Donald Trump. You sticking by that, Jim?
Yeah, I do. I will stick by that. I think that there'll be a lot more people watching Carlson's interview, and that I'll bet you it's probably 2 to 3 times what the Fox News ratings are. And the reason why is there's just not that much excitement about candidates
that are going to be in the debate.
No. I did want to clarify. You had posted yesterday the headline there was Trump or the DeSantis was closing the gap on Trump, and actually it's the opposite.
Yeah.
The gap is widening, and DeSantis is actually dropping, and the person that's taking that place in many polls is now Vivek Ramaswamy. He's either number two or number three.
Yeah.
I made a mistake.
I spent a lot of time yesterday really researching what we were going to be talking about today. I got to tell you, I really got confused on that one, and I really apologize for that. I'm glad that Jimmy brought that up. Jim, let's talk a little bit about the visitation of the Biden family. And when I say the Biden family, I mean simply Jill and Joe Tomaui. They weren't exactly received with open arms.
Oh, no. In fact, there were quite a few people on the road when they arrived chanting some pretty nasty slurs, giving the finger and yelling at him. And of course, as he went through the day in the various meetings, he embarrassed himself rather significantly, but also really made some comments and jokes that were very, I would just heartbreaking to see, actually.
I saw them. That Fox ran that on Hannity, and I did see that last night. Somebody has got to wake up in the administrative management area simply because Joe Biden is not the man to represent our country, and that was proven hands down with the fact that, number one, he has taken to this point in time more vacations than any other president, and he did not visit Maui until he was really on another vacation that kind of included that area. And I have to say, for the president of my country, that is terrible.
Yeah, I think, there was 114 known deaths, and there's still over 800 people missing, and a lot of them could be children. And he made jokes about...
It's way over 800, Jim.
Well, missing, yeah. So still missing. And so we don't know, but he's there, and he made, you know, some kind of joke about the boots on the cadaver search dog. And then he kind of took over the speech talking about his own little, you know, his own problems.
The fire in the kitchen.
Yeah. Which was a bogus lie that he's made over the years, numerous times.
Pardon me. I got a cold big time, Jim. Sorry about that.
Yeah. And I think some of the very strong reactions by the Hawaiian people, they're calling it some pretty strong names, because really he keeps pushing on these agendas like the Ukraine, you know, support, and of course approved F-16s for Ukraine, at least the transfer, third-party transfer of F-16s to Ukraine,
right,
asking for $26 billion more, and then basically just showing up and not saying a whole lot for the Maui residents in Lahaina, who actually, you know, have suffered unbelievably devastating losses.
That's right.
Again, this is a deep blue state. You know, Hawaii is a very deep blue state, and you can't understand how the political handlers for him could allow this to happen. But this is the problem, Al.
Yeah.
He is the president of the United States, you know, whether whether he won or not. Right now, he's the guy that's the acting pretendant in state, and he's making so many errors and so many jumps that they can't ignore it and hide it anymore. You know, the handlers can't control it. And they can't just put it back in the basement like they did in 2020 to run the campaign, because he really has to stand up and make decisions and do things. So it's a very almost unbelievable facade of control behind the scenes that's trying to keep him on track. They aren't able to do it because he's such a mess. But what that means in the long term for the United States is a complete devastation of trust in our government and a complete devastation of our position in the world.
I'm not sure what you mean by what you said, by what you just said about Donald Trump, and that is, you said
I'm talking about Joe Biden.
A complete devastation in our government is Joe Biden. Certainly that's true.
Trust in our government.
Yeah, I made a point yesterday when I was watching the faces of both Joe Biden and Jill Biden. I gotta tell you, the woman is a great actress. Her face did not show any concern for what he was doing, which was all totally inappropriate.
Yeah, it's just the way she's learned to deal with it now. Just keep her mouth, keep silent.
Yeah,
so
it's a little embarrassing. I thought their apparel, quite frankly, was also a little, it was very informal. And I mean, when you're visiting an area where there are almost 1,000 people missing, when you're visiting an area where those people are missing because of a fire that has been defined as the most important in terms of devastation fire that's occurred in the country of all time, you better wear a black suit. It's just ridiculous, Jim.
Well, you better show some respect and have some very, you know, a little bit of humbleness, but not talking about yourself and your own personal issues. That was really, really sad. And it's unfortunate that this man is somehow pretending.
It was totally inappropriate.
Yeah.
About trying to compare the fire in Maui to the fire in his kitchen 3 years ago or whatever. Ridiculous. Now, I don't know what the hell the guy is doing sitting in the Oval Office right now. It's almost as though somebody has put him there to totally defeat the progressives. I mean, it's that bad, in my opinion.
Not to defeat the
To defeat the progressives.
Who is
in their right mind with an IQ above 50 is going to vote for this idiot?
You would think so, but then it goes back to, is the voting legitimate? Because again, the media is still protecting him in spite of what, you know, you did comment that some of the New York Times articles are coming out somewhat negative about him. And
you
we're
bet.
Seeing more and more information come out on the relationship that Joe Biden had with Hunter Biden, who took money from foreign governments.
You bet.
And that information is, and of course, the illegalities in trying to put off, the investigations with David Weiss, the special prosecutor.
Right.
Now that it's just that the corruption is so deep, and it's just so hard to stomach.
Yeah.
But again, Al, most people, they only hear what they hear on that, you know, couple minute brief on the radio, or maybe they turn into network news, or they see something on Facebook, and that's all controlled. You know, the tech companies.
I would be totally embarrassed if I were in a management position at a paper like the New York Times, which is a very important paper throughout the entire world, and they are not covering the news. There's a bit of negativity in it now, but it's not nearly of the volume that it should be, Jim.
No, had it been the other direction. Remember, they were making things up the entire time for Donald Trump. And of course, they vehemently attacked George W. Bush while he was in office the entire time. They basically kowtowed to Barack Obama. So they've lost. There's no credibility with the New York Times. There's no credibility with the Washington Post. There's no credibility with any of the networks anymore. However, they still, along with the tech companies that basically can control the gateways of information, they still have most people's ear. And until they change or you change them, that's the way it's going to be. And so we can't trust our system at all.
I agree 100%. You know, I was very, very happy yesterday. I spent about close to an hour reading the New York Times, and I was very happy that they brought out the information that they did the information, particularly about the Biden family, their coverage about Maui and everything. I thought it verged on being incredibly accurate.
Yeah, hard to judge. I would think that there must be some sort of move in Democratic circles, realizing that even with all the attacks on Trump, that he is actually ahead of him in the general vote in the population right now at about 42 to 41%. So that's probably scaring them, because we haven't even got into the serious campaign season yet. And of course, with the economic conditions, with the border issues, with the, you know, just the overall collapse of society, if you will, most people are not happy with what's happening out there.
You know, I think when you combine what's going on in the Oval Office with what's going on in society right now, one could define this truly. If I were taking a poli-sci course, in a university level classroom, and one of the questions was define the fact that America is truly, truly collapsing right now, I could do it very effectively.
You could do it if the instructor wasn't a Marxist and restricted what you said.
Right.
So, you know, that's the reality we're facing. But here's, I just, because we've gone on about 12 minutes here, I want to just give some numbers that have popped up. Home sales dropped since last year. Last July, home sales this year have dropped 16.6%.
Right.
Lower than last year. It's the slowest pace since 2010.
Yeah.
Of course, that was at the height of the whole financial crisis back in 2010. And a lot of the wealth that is out there that was created over the last few years is because of low interest rates, because of quantitative easing, money was so cheap. And the reason why people were leaving New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, moving to the South, to Florida, whatever, because housing was a lot cheaper. They could go down and buy homes for cash, and they could buy a new car, they could buy a boat for what they sold their house for up in the Northeast.
Right.
They're not able to do that anymore. So the cash flow and the available liquidity that a lot of people have is diminishing. Interest rates are up. It's going to be very hard for a lot of people to buy new homes. This is going to have an impact on the economy. And you combine that with policies like the Biden administration just announcing that it's going to restrict leases on Gulf energy production in our area, in the Caribbean area, Gulf of Mexico, off the U.S. coast. While we have, this cutback overall in energy production in the United States, you're guaranteed to see energy prices go up, and you're guaranteed to see higher inflation.
Jim, would you go so far as to say someone else other than the Oval Office, some people other than those in the Oval Office, and perhaps other than many of those in Congress, are now truly running the country?
I think political lobbyists and influencers have their tentacles into the administration offices, the Interior, the Energy Department, all these groups. And they are connected because of the financial interest, because of the lobbying interest, because of the environmental lobby.
Right.
And I don't think the chief of staff, I don't think the White House office has a good handle on that. And I do think that they are driving their individual interests at the detriment of the entire nation comprehensively. And when you don't have a leader capable of seeing all these issues, this is what you get.
No, you
this is why we're diminishing so rapidly.
Not even close. The one thing that kind of surprised me, by the way, on the video coverage of Trump's visit to Maui.
Biden's visit to Maui. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, but who did I say? Trump? No, I meant Biden. I am really, really got a full head of cold material. Yeah. There's no question about that right now. Jim, I was very surprised that the mayor of Maui gave Joe Biden a big hug. That really surprised me.
Well, they're all Democrats, so they've got to show common face. Unfortunately, I think for them, a lot of people are going to be frustrated. I think the governor of Hawaii has made some boneheaded mistakes here with saying he was going to buy back property from people.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of mistakes going on. Some of the information that's out there on, you know, local farmers holding water back from the fire department. Some of the information on mismanagement, on allowing, you know, not taking precautions and not informing the population, because they apparently, and it's, again, this is, I don't know if it's verified or not, but they did not give the warning sirens to people because they didn't want to scare people or something like
that's
that.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I mean, it's a level of incompetence beyond belief. Although, as a former resident of Hawaii, I lived there for 3 years, I will tell you, there ain't a lot of trust in local authorities and management in Hawaii because they're not very competent, because they do respond to the, you know, to the loudest voices and the biggest activists. And they've got a whole different laissez-faire attitude. So when emergency comes, they're in a very serious problem. This is what it takes leadership for, and you don't see it anyway.
I have to say, I'm not going to go so far, because I don't know about that. I'm not going to go so far about talking about the local leadership. But in terms of the federal leadership that should have been exemplary at this point, nothing will change my mind from saying it was an absolute joke. I am embarrassed at the way the officials of my country handled the actual travesty that occurred in Hawaii. I wonder what, I mean, it's kind of similar to the way they're handling the violence in our major cities, Jim.
Yeah.
No question. Jimmy, I'm ready to take a break. We've been going about 17 and a half minutes. Anything you want to say, bud?
No, that's it. Let's get close it
okay.
up for the day.
I have to say, I sincerely hope for two things to happen in the next, I would say, year and a half or so. One of them is that the Biden gang does not get reelected, and the other one is, very seriously, that someone gets reelected who can govern our country in the interest of the people. I pray for that every day, Jim.
Yeah, me too. But it has to be someone with bold willingness to and have a lot of experience to cut a whole lot of people in our federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And get rid of a whole lot of these senior leaders that are undermining the future of this nation. And of course, you have to do that in conjunction with changing the House and the Senate to more America First people.
I agree. The only fellow that I saw on the news yesterday who I really still maintain a fair amount of respect for is the Senate majority, not Senate, so the House Majority Leader.
Trust any of them. So
okay, I don't blame you, Jimmy. You guys, I'm not going to be going out of my apartment today. I'm pretty sick, so I will be devoting my time to commenting on your comments. Thanks so much for listening.
Find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com.